this isn't how you want to do it, but 1,000 yards as a college running back, I know the losing is sucks, but it has to at least feel pretty good to accomplish that.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice feeling, but like I said before, I trade all my accomplishments for wins for the team. Yeah. Yeah, yes, sir. It's cool. Like, it's hard. Like, yeah, a couple days from now, probably go out to dinner with the guys up front. You know, I couldn't have done it without those guys and the receivers and the rest of the team. Like, I couldn't have done it without everybody.
Corey, we saw you over here on the sideline in this conversation, taking the scene. You just walked through what's going on in your mind for the season.
Just how I could do my part to change things. Because, as I say to the rest of the team all the time, Nipper is not a place for losing, and I feel like it's my job, being from Cincinnati, to help change that. Like, I can't let my city be known for losing.
The offensive line comes back. I assume you're coming back. I don't know. What do you tell young recruits that are looking to come here? It's been a tough year, but there are opportunities there. You know, if the line comes back, you've got to run the ball pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, it wasn't our year this year, but next year is going to be a different story.
Well, you both have taken the takeaway for this season. Obviously, you had a career year. You just had 1,000 rushing yards. Obviously, what's been the biggest takeaway for you versus the previous RT?
For me personally, I mean, just I've learned that things aren't always going to go our way or my way, but I have to come to work every single day and try to lead by example.
Corey, what is your next step in the division? How do you build on this 1,000-yard season and become, earn yourself deeper in the history books here? You see the next day?
24-hour rule. I mean, celebrate today, but then in a couple of days, get back to work. I mean, I'm not done yet.